It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Labatt Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. Great news for those of you still interested in getting in on the great buy one, get one free offer from GoPSURV.com. With some RVs still available, Mark's decided to extend the offer through the end of July.
Nice.
Yep.
What is the offer, Jim?
Here's how it works, Ross. Thank you. That was very good. Thank you for the help there. What you do, Ross, is you rent one RV to either of the first two games, Idaho or Buffalo. You get another RV free for the same game. That means you could double the family, double the friends, but definitely double the fun. So for more info, you can go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
So it's quality audio way right better than staying in that motel off of 322 that I stayed in with my parents when I was 7, 8, 9. Like, it's, I think it was east of Lewiston. I don't know why my dad just didn't suck it up and drive all the way back at that point.
It's like an hour and a half from there, right?
Well, I'm from Reading, so yeah.
Maybe hour 45 from Lewistown?
Yeah, probably.
East of Lewistown?
We always did, when I was younger, would do the to and from Berwick. But I'll tell you what, now having experienced the RV, showing up on Friday, stay until Sunday. And my favorite line is still Dustin's. It's a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a football game.
It's true. But I would say this. Like, if I'm going to get in a car and drive more than 15 minutes, I'm going all the way.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, yeah. To drive 45 minutes. Like, what is it from State College or Lewiston? 45 minutes?
45 minutes to Lewistown.
Is it Lewistown or Lewiston?
Lewistown.
Lewistown. If I'm going to drive 45 minutes, I'm just going all the way at that point. Like, why? It's like a tease to drive. Why would you drive 45 minutes to then pay to sleep with bed bugs in a motel? I mean, it's like, if you're going to do it, by the way, that's the beauty of Mark's thing. They pick you up.
Right.
GoPSURV.com. No driving. Zero driving. That means you don't have to have your breathalyzer in your car.
It gets even better. The bus trip to the game is stocked with Labatt beer also.
Love it.
Is that not perfect? All right. Why don't we move on to our scouting report? We have two Pennsylvania players. And these two, they're interesting, not just because they are Penn State players, but I think these two players are the crux of the whole discussion we've been having, Penn State fans have been having. Is James Franklin reaching on some of these three-star recruits? And you could tell us that at the end of each of your scouting reports. Let's start with Tyler Elsden. He is an inside linebacker from North Schuylkill, 6'2", 220, three-star. And here's the interesting part. He was at Penn State camp on June 16th, was offered June 22nd, and committed on June 25th. So this was a pretty quick turnaround from camp to offer to commit.
What's he listed at height and weight, did you say, Jim?
6'2", 220.
Yeah. So I think he and Fatorma Mulba, who's the other kid we'll talk about from Susquehanna Township, and even the kids we talked about last week, Tyler Warren and Bryce Mostella, I think Elsden's in a different category than those guys. I think he's really good. I really think he's good. I'm surprised he didn't have more offers than he did. I think because he's from North Schuylkill in Ashland, I don't think a lot of people knew about him until, you know, and people that did know about him were like the FCS folks. And then UVA offered him.
Yes.
They found out about him. They offered him. He went to Penn State. He is good. He is really good. Like, I don't care that he doesn't have other offers. I don't care he's only a three-star. He is freaking good, man. Like I was very impressed. So whereas the other three guys, the two last week and Mobile today, are like projections, and I feel like Penn State's taking a lot of risk there or some risk there. I don't feel that way about Tyler Ellison at all. And I didn't like watching the video because my high school, why I'm missing, plays North Schuylkill this year. And this kid is good. So let me just tell you, he's got really nice size, 6'2", 220. Looks like he's all of 6'2". I mean, you know, he looks taller than the other kids on the field. He's got length. He's got growth potential. I think he'll end up being a bigger kid. Excellent acceleration through the ball carrier. I mean, excellent. You know, he's very well coached. I'll give that coach a lot of credit. He's really well coached. So, like, secondary contain, okay, Jim, that is when the quarterback gets outside. The defensive end's usually not supposed to let him get outside. But if the quarterback gets outside, you don't want that quarterback to be able to attack the line of scrimmage and then throw it. So the linebacker to that side, he's secondary contain, and he's supposed to come and then go get the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, whatever. Ellison did that a couple times, and his acceleration to and through the quarterback was really, really impressive. Extremely well coached, knew exactly in coverage and in that, you know, secondary contain what his responsibilities are. And then he would explode through the ball carrier. He is a big time hitter. I mean, his video was laced with him just knocking kids out, knocking kids backwards. I mean, this is a coal region, tough, hard-nosed kid. Terrific instincts, both versus the run and the pass. The one thing I really liked about him is that he had a really natural feel for both coverage and routes. A really natural feel for that, which is hard to teach. Like, he's dropping back in pass coverage. He's able to swerve his shoulders and read the quarterback's eyes. He had a couple pick sixes. I mean, he's very good. He's not Lance Dixon, okay? He couldn't play wide receiver for North Schuylkill and get a bunch of 70-yard post-pattern touchdowns, I don't think. But not many people are Lance Dixon. He is a middle linebacker to me all the way. I love him. I think he should be a 4-star kid. I think he's got a great chance to play at Penn State. He's basically a more athletic Jan Johnson is a good way to describe him, I think. I think he's really good.
Well, it sounds like you're describing some of these middle linebackers that Penn State has had over the last couple of years who've actually been walk-ons and played. I'm not saying he's not
like
more
athletic.
Yeah,
like a Josh Hole or guys like that. He actually reminds me, I don't know if he's quite the athlete those guys are, but he reminds me of like the Puzlesny, Sean Lee, Dan Connor. Those guys were a little thinner in high school, and those guys might have been a little bit faster, but he moves really well. And I'm not surprised after he went to Penn State's camp that they offered him, because I bet you he was impressive.
So we could tally him as one of those that Penn State saw him at camp and could just be ahead of the curve in scouting him.
Yeah, so for a kid like that, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the only camp he went to. You know, a kid from the coal region in Ashland, I'm not surprised if people offered him just based on his video. I don't even know how many colleges his coach or him even sent his video to. You know, let me just tell you this, okay? Because I do help some kids with recruiting in Reading and Harrisburg and Lancaster. And the big thing is just I have a contact at every school. So I can just text him and say, hey, you got to check this kid out. You got to check Micah Parsons out. You got to check whoever, Nolan Rucci out, right? And they'll watch him. I just, in my, I don't know this answer, but in my head, he didn't have anybody to help him like that. And so never did anything in his life till junior year video got out to some MAC schools and some FCS schools, but he is good. And I think Penn State got him before other Power Five schools saw him. Like UVA didn't care that other people didn't. UVA is like, heck yeah, we want that kid. I'm just telling you, he is good.
Well, and in that region, North Schuylkill specifically, I don't think has a history of sending people the Power Five schools.
No, no, they don't. As for Fortuna Mobile,
go ahead.
Well, give me the ratings or, you know,
okay,
well, do the Andy thing before Andy has a heart attack.
Here are your numbers on Fortuna Mobile. Defensive tackle, 6'3", 270. He's 80th at his position, 13th in the state of Pennsylvania. And to me, the intriguing, he camped at Penn State on June 9th, got an offer June 12th, committed June 22nd, and has a similar list of people interested in him as Elsdon did, Army, Bowling Green, Buffalo.
Yeah, so his video is not as impressive, but I would implore everyone listening to Google Fortuna Mobile images, because this kid is about as physically impressive and rocked up as any kid I've almost ever seen. I mean, he looks like an NFL defensive lineman right now, just in terms of his physique. It's really impressive. He's very strong and powerful. He uses his strength to discard offensive linemen well. I would say he's better with his hands than I was expecting him to be for a guy that is a little bit of a project. Whether it was disengaging, he threw some moves. He's got very good closing speed at the end of a play to chase down the quarterback. My questions were his get-off, his initial get-off off the snap. I need that to be more explosive, and he needs to be lower in everything he does. He stands straight up.
Yep.
If they get him to come fire off low with his physique and his quickness, I think he could be good. I just didn't – I don't know what his initial quickness is, because he just kind of stands up out of his stance. He didn't really show get-off. And honestly, as a defensive lineman, your get-off and your initial quickness are arguably the two best, most important things. You got to be able to get off the snap and be quick initially. I'm also not – totally sure about his agility. He is like the two guys last week. He's very much a project, a raw, you know, mold of clay that will redshirt, and then they're going to hope that they can really develop him, and Sean Spencer can develop him, because he's not there yet.
Real fast, how much could college coaching help quickness for a defensive lineman?
I think they can help him with his get off and his stance and how he gets off the ball.
All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three is Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.